AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today at the State Department.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke after learning of the death of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. He called him a leader.
Colin Powell dedicated his extraordinary life to public service because he never stopped believing in America. And we believe in America in no small part because it helped produce someone like Colin Powell.
Powell was also the first black man to become chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Colin Powell died of complications from the coronavirus. He was 84. Jury selection is starting in Georgia in the trial of three white men charged in the shooting death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, as he was running in their neighborhood. Arbery's father, Marcus, is at the courthouse.
As long as I get justice, I'm good. But I know my son was lynched. Lynched by a white mob.
Jury selection could last 2 weeks or more. A police officer was shot and killed overnight in Hollywood, Florida. Chief Chris O'Brien spoke to the family of Officer Yandy Chirino.
Your son selflessly devoted his life to law enforcement. He was a great officer and will leave a lasting impact on our community.
A suspect in Florida is in custody. Chicago's police chief put into writing a threat that officers could be fired if they don't comply with the city's coronavirus vaccination policy, adding those who choose to retire rather than adhere to the policy might be putting their retirement benefits at risk. Texas is poised to become the latest and most populous state to tighten restrictions on transgender athletes in public high school sports. State lawmakers approved a measure that requires athletes to play on teams that align with their gender listed on their original birth certificate instead of their current gender identity. House lawmakers held out the threat of seeking a criminal investigation of Amazon, saying they're giving the tech giant a final chance to correct previous testimony by executives on competition practices. This is AP News. A cast member of TV's Andy Griffith Show has died. She was 95. More from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Betty Lynn had a 13-year career acting in other TV series and films before she landed the part of Barney Fife's sweetheart on The Andy Griffith Show. Some of her first gigs were performing as part of USO camp shows in 1944. While Lynn lived in Los Angeles for a good part of her career, in 2007 she moved permanently to Mount Airy, North Carolina, where The Andy Griffith Show was filmed. She said in a 2015 AP interview she was tickled that people still wanted her autograph.
I'm touched by all of this. I think it's a miraculous kind of thing.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Gonzaga is number one to start the season in the AP Men's College Basketball Poll. The Zags fell a win short of becoming college basketball's first unbeaten national champion in 45 years. UCLA, Kansas, Villanova, and Texas round out the top five. Ed Donahue, AP News.